There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 114, The Secret Lives of Pinoy Agnostics.
Naku?
Controversial.
Ano, tell all?
Hindi naman tell all, grabe ka naman. Pero yun, before we proceed, listener discretion is advised. Kasi this can be triggering. This is a triggering topic for very religious people.
Yeah.
You know, enter with caution and may warning na kami na huwag na kayong makinig sana if you're a religious person.
Or kung, I mean, I don't think if religious person says huwag na sa makinig. But I think they can, but if open sila sa iba.
Or kung gusto nyo talaga malaman nga yung what goes inside their heads or to see how the other half lives. Kasi, ito nga, medyo confessional siya, yung episode na to. And,
ang ironic na ano, hindi ka religious, pero confessional siya.
Oo nga, hindi, pero ano nga, mahirap na topic siya.
And, but then again, sensitive and very personal.
Oo, pero we want it to be sincere. We don't want to mince our words na walking on eggshells. Kasi, all our lives nga as agnostics. And kahit yung mga atheist na friends natin, we've been walking on eggshells, di ba? Permanently, all our lives.
Well, hindi kasi siya mainstream, so...
Exactly. Kaya nga ng title, The Secret Lives. Eh. Pero yon sana if you're... Especially rin also if you're part of my family or part of my friends group, tapos religious kayo, kayo na bahala kung nakinig kayo. Pero, please... If you're a family member of mine or friend na religious who's going to listen to this, please leave. Please stop listening. Huwag na kayong makinig, please. Because...
Ma-hurt kayo.
Ma-hurt kayo. And at the same time, hindi rin ako comfortable sharing this part of myself sa inyo. Sa mga religious na family ko. And
eh, bakit natin ito nare-record?
Doon sa mga kilala natin na iba.
Okay.
Na hindi natin family or friend.
Okay.
Kumbaga, di ba, there's comfort in talking about yourself to a stranger.
Yes.
Parang yung, the way you talk to a psychologist, di ba? Mas comfortable kasi wala pa kayong history. Kung sinabi mo to sa kanila, wala namang talagang effect sa totoong buhay mo.
Hindi masyadong may impact yung buhay nila.
Oo. Kumbaga parang may na-meet ka sa airport. Tapos may nag-share ka ng aspect mo ng buhay dun sa, na-meet mo sa airport.
Oo.
Na sobrang freeing or sobrang hindi mo masabi sa ibang tao kasi stranger siya.
Or kasi nga, wala siyang history of you, wala siyang, hindi kanya i-analyze, wala siya some form of pattern of your behavior. But,
so yun.
I guess, sige, if I were to say a disclaimer, I think, I would like to clarify that this episode is in no way us personally attacking people who feel deeply about their faiths, di ba?
Tama, oo.
Or their religion.
Sorry sa mga atheists na war freak. This is not an episode where we bash religion.
Yes, yes, we won't.
This is not an episode where we make fun of religious people.
Yeah. Siguro, here and there, meron tayong lalabas na
oo, pero
criticism.
More like, it's our personal journey as agnostics. Hindi yung... Oh, religion sucks. Ganito, ganyan.
Which I kind of will disagree. But let's get to that later. Yun. So, in no way this is or should be seen as black and white.
Yes.
We want this episode to be personal, sincere, uh-oh, earnest, tsaka and nuanced.
Tsaka yung isa pa, yung agnostics. Yung title natin, Pinoy Agnostics, di ba? Gusto ko i-contextualize in the Filipino setting yung agnosticism.
Faith, yeah.
Kasi malupit yung religion dito sa bansa natin eh.
Very strong.
Very strong.
Mainstream religion yung...
And hindi lang Catholic na, di ba? Dati, predominantly Catholic. Pero
well, still, yes.
We'll discuss it later.
Okay, anyway.
Ayun, so...
Enough disclaimers.
You've been warned. Please leave now kung hindi kayo komportable sa subject, yes, because this is very triggering.
Yes.
Okay.
Ayun.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. O kayong bahala kung makikinig kayo ah.
Okay.
You've been warned. Anyway. So, as per usual, why are we talking about this?
Why?
Okay, ito. Because of three headlines that I read in the past week. Three news items that happened in the year 2023.
Okay.
First one is the Samar priest who got dismissed from the...
Church.
By Pope Francis. By the pontiff himself. Kasi meron siyang child abuse...
sexual assault, child abuse. I think also rape.
Cases, oo.
Yeah. So,
which is good. Which is good kasi... Yung Vatican raw, nag-hire na sila ng team within the Vatican para i-investigate with full transparency raw.
Good.
Pero yon nakaka-triggering na may mga cases na ganito nangyayari pa rin sa church hanggang ngayon.
Pero kakaloka, di ba parang tale as old as time almost? Like, no limit ang hire na lang eh.
Hindi na tinatago ngayon.
Pero, I mean, ayan nga, no limit ang hire. Ano pa ba? Saan ba based yung no limit ang hire? Ano yung kay Quasimodo?
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
O, di ba? Hunchback of Notre Dame. May sexual assault din yun by
Frodo.
Priests. No.
Frodo. Frollo. Frodo pala, Lord of the Rings. Count Frollo. Kay Esmeralda. Anyway. And then, of course, our favorite, Pura Luca Vega. Na napakinggan ko rin yung podcast ni Red Oliero.
Yeah.
Tackling this subject. Sobrang ganda.
I would like to listen.
Check it
to
out.
That.
It could be a companion podcast piece to this. And lastly, ito, hindi na natin discuss. The Communion Host Review by an Atenian.
I love that post.
And he got excommunicated.
I love that dude so much.
And then lastly, I recent on a more
sobrang fun. Sorry, sobrang fun. I think
Re-review niya yung ostya.
On a separate instance, I think, well, aminin ko na, this was today. This happened today, right? Na,
nagsimba tayo.
Nagsimba tayo because, no, it's because we did this for your mom because we love her, diba? Na, sige, sure, simba tayo.
Regalo natin sa mom.
Pero hindi ko talaga alam, hindi ko kaya maging super serious sa church. I don't know why. Like, in connection with the communion reviews, actually, I whispered to Wincy, sabi ko, sana may ano, no? Parang Yelp or sana may reviews ng homily ng mga pare sa mga church, no? Kunwari, this church, huwag kayo dito.
Bastos yung pare.
Or outdated yung pare, medyo, no? Patriarchal siya. Or, kasi kunwari kanina, yung pare sa pinagsimba namin, sabi ko kay Wincy, ito yung mga gusto kong pare, yung vague lang. Yung hindi siya motherhood statement. Or, hindi, like motherhood statements na up to you to, you know, interpret for yourself. Parang ano siya, mga words to live by lang, ganun. Adage lang. Huwag na yung may mga parang anecdote pa na eklat. Parang, okay.
Oh, sorry, hindi pa rin ako nakikinig kanina. Tinitingnan ko yung architecture.
Pero yun.
Maganda
pero,
naman yung architecture.
I would be nice if we have reviews. So, you know, the priest can get better at homily. I don't know.
Anyway, and lastly, the other reason. Mga 2 months ago, I joined a Facebook group. Hindi ko na sasabihin ano. Pero it's
sabihin
about...
Sabihin mo na. Ay, yung theme na lang.
Yung theme is atheism and agnosticism.
Okay.
In the Philippines. No. Tapos, I met a lot of new... people
okay.
in my life. Na ano. And it was refreshing hearing their insights about the subject. Ang ganda ng mga POV. Hindi kami nag-agree lahat, syempre. It's a Facebook group.
Oh.
Pero ang ganda na, maganda na may discussion about this.
I mean, a discussion is always better than...
Well, may mga ibang palaban denial. Din. As per usual, di ba, mga atheists, palaban niya karamihan dyan.
Eh, kasi nga...
Religious trauma.
And constant, in a way, persecution and judgment.
And repression.
And, so, you understand that the defensiveness.
Mm. Yung defense mechanisms. So, okay, define atheist and agnostic.
Simple lang naman siya, di ba?
Oh,
atheist, you don't believe that there is a God.
Any God.
Any God.
So, the Roman Catholic God, Muhammad, the Greek pantheon.
Wala.
Lahat, no? In kahit way, Satan.
In a way, parang mas science, no? I guess. Yes.
Or practicality.
And although, I wonder if atheists believe in superstitions or astrology.
They believe it for fun.
Ah, okay.
Not because it's a magical text. Get so?
Hindi siya. Astrology for sure, hindi.
Yung parang, naniniwala ako sa Star Wars, pero... Alam kong ginawa siya ni Lord George Lucas.
Okay. Na, pero kumbaga, everything comes from, all sorts of wisdom is from man. Ganyan. Okay. Or philosophy. Mas philosophy sila. Ayun.
Agnosticism.
Is that you believe that there is, not necessarily a God, but may some great designer or may source or force more powerful than you.
That rhymes, source and force. Anyway, yung agnosticism more like, sa madaling salita.
Naniniwala ka
may... I don't know.
Hindi, pero naniniwala ka may Diyos. Meron naman. You don't call him God. Like...
We call it the universe.
Yes, there's something else. I guess preemptive too. But when I was forming my faith, parang nag-appeal sa akin talaga yung made the great designer. Yun. Anyway, I'll expound on that later.
So, unang tanong.
Ito na.
Tapos sa definition. Why agnostic and not atheist?
Well, I started with it anyway.
Bakit ayaw mong maging atheist? Bakit agnostic?
Because I believe na I cannot explain everything. And... Okay, nagigets ko naman yung mga Murphy's Law or yung Burnt Toast Theory. Alam mo ba yung Burnt Toast Theory?
Ngayon ko lang narinig yun.
Sidebar, first sidebar. Burnt Toast Theory sounds very scientific, right? But technically, ano daw siya, parang, kunwari, nag-prepare ka sa umaga, tapos nasunog mo yung toast mo. And I guess, sa Pilipino, ano ba pwede mo nalang masunog?
Pandesal.
Nasunog yung pandesal mo. Yung hassle na yun, probably took 5 to 10 minutes more of your time. But with that, parang it's an anomaly in your routine that sort of either iniiwas ka niya sa misfortune or pinupush ka niya to like a better path. Parang causality and shit. So for me, like if even science or... logic or philosophy have those, mga ganyan, then probably, di ba, may being more powerful than us. Or I mean, it may not be a being, but there's like a force more powerful than us. I'm not saying it controls us, but greater than us lang. Mm. Like, it can be nature, di ba? Mm. Yun. Anyway. Yun sa akin. Parang nayayabangan ako sa sarili ko if I take it upon myself to explain everything about my life.
Tsaka medyo mayabang ka rin kung atheist ka kasi sinasabi mo, hindi, alam ko.
Oh, eh. It's very...
Alam kong walang afterlife kung mamatay tayo.
It's,
so, gusto mo sabihin sa kanila, teka, namatay ka na ba?
Oh, parang pwede namang hindi.
Oo.
Or, I guess, I forget if Aristotelian or Platonic yan eh. Parang, I forget my philosophers. But, sino ba yung may nagpausa ng Stoicism?
I'm blanking.
Whatever. Basta, yung Stoics, is a little closer to the atheists. Na parang everything is, you control your feelings, you control your reactions, everything is on you. But I think it's Aristotle. Sorry, Podpals, I forget. Ikikwento ko na lang yung
hindi
philosophy.
Hindi rin ako magaling dyan sa philosophy.
I-Google niya na lang kung sino. Basta, I think Aristotle. Si Aristotle, sinasabi niya, no, may factor yung luck. Na whatever you take upon yourself, may luck. Na pwedeng sobrang talino mo, pwedeng sobrang galing mo, pero malas ka today.
Di ba parang statistics lang yun?
Oo, pero...
statistical anomaly.
Yeah, but the, for me, the existence of anomalies, merong force powerful than me. Yun, yun lang.
Or pwede rin, may great scriptwriter in the sky, tapos sinulat na lahat to.
That's about destiny and free will and yeah. choice. But do are we going there?
Yeah.
Do you want to discuss that now or later?
Later.
Okay.
Ayun. Ako naman, kaya agnostic.
Oh, sige.
I think it's more fun.
Sorry, bakit agnostic ikaw naman?
Bakit ako agnostic? Oh. Because being agnostic is more fun than being an atheist. Because... let's say, matanda na ako, tapos malapit na ako mamatay.
Oh.
Kung agnostic ako, sinabi ko, I don't know. Yung joke ko nga. Kung let's say, mga 80 na ako, tapos baldado na ako, I will subscribe to all religions.
Parang ano lang, streaming service.
Parang raffle. The more entries, the more chances of winning.
Oh, I mean, what's...
exactly.
Hindi naman na-affect yung morals.
As in, kung matanda na ako, tapos okay pa yung eyesight ko.
Mm.
Magbabasa ako ng all the world's greatest religions.
Uh-huh.
Tapos paniniwalaan ko lahat nun.
Oh.
Kasi ang hassle kung let's say atheist ka, sinabi mo na parang, walang God. Tapos namatay ka, nagising ka. Let's say tama pala yung mga Muslim.
Uh-huh.
O tama pala si yung ano, Pope.
Yeah.
Tama yung Roman Catholic Church.
Mm.
Tapos napunta ka, let's say napunta ka sa Roman Catholic Heaven.
Yun pala
yung tama sinabi niya. Alam mo, totoo naman ako eh, sabi ni God. Pero hindi ka naniniwala sa akin, so I will give you non-existence dahil mayabang ka. Versus, kung agnostic ako, namatay ako.
Di ko kasi
napunta
sure
ako, let's say, hindi, napunta ako kay Muhammad. Sabi ko, okay. Hindi ko naman sinabi na hindi ka totoo, Muhammad. Huwag mo akong bibigyan ng...
hindi ko lang ma-confirm.
Hindi ko lang ma-confirm, pero nandiyan ka na, tapos ito palang heaven. Eh, tanggapin mo na ako. Hindi naman ako mayakabang nung buhay ako sa'yo. Hindi rin kita inano eh. Hindi naman kita...
I guess para lang
siya...
para lang siyang ano, no? Hindi ka lang daw citizen nung... hindi ka siguro citizen dun sa heaven. May visa ka lang.
Oo.
Ganon.
Ayan. And also, kidding aside, ang gusto ko sa agnosticism, pwede mong, kung agnostic ka, hindi ka galit sa concept ng religion eh. Fascinated ka pa nga eh. Pwede akong, instead na Catholic lang ang kinukuhanan ko ng inspiration at ng aral.
Curious.
Wow, may kinuha ako sa Buddhism, may kinuha ako sa Islam, sa Hinduism, sa Satanism.
I think, in relation to what you're saying, I guess my reason also is I find it a little arrogant na some religions or some atheists, yung, wow, certain na certain tayo sa truths of the universe. Sure tayo dito ah. Proven to ah. Yung parang, who are we to say it's the truth?
Exactly.
Or it's real. Or I don't know. Yun lang.
Tsaka yung atheism, paminsan, kung atheist ka na... war freak. Para ka na rin, ano, religious extremist.
Yeah, it's just the same.
Para ka na rin yung mga evangelical Christians na, hoy, all religions are false, pumasok ka dito sa church namin. Parang ganun
ka. Yeah. Pero I agree that atheism is a result of religious trauma.
Pag-uusapan natin. Okay, next. Ito na, rewind. Rewind tayo. Again, to reflect on our childhood.
Oh.
Wala, telebabad tapes, ano? Telebabad tapes.
Method.
Oh. Reflect on your childhood. What role did religion play in your life while you were growing up as a child in the Philippines? Well, ako,
I think you have much.
A lot
to say.
Like most children of baby boomers.
Mm.
Like most Filipino households in the 1980s and the 1990s.
Mm.
Yung formative years ko, 80s talaga.
Mm.
I grew up in an extremely religious family na Catholic, Roman Catholic.
Okay.
As in, simba every Sunday, rosary, novena. May mga statue kami ng mga saints sa ano, sa bahay. Ano pa ba?
Meron din lang kayong Santo Niño.
Catholic school ako. I'm a product of the Catholic school from prep
the
to...
The Ateneo.
From prep to fourth year college.
Mm.
Tapos, super religious nung mom and dad ko. It's like I was the son of a priest and a nun. Ganong levels.
Mm.
Tapos, yun. I had a very strict upbringing. Like most Catholic kids my age. Super strict talaga. So, yung Roman Catholicism, nasa bahay na nga namin.
Mm.
At nasa school ko pa.
So, binabasa mo si Gospi?
Oo. So, tapos, yung ano pa.
Super
cloistered din ako. Kasi nga, outside Catholicism, wala na akong alam na ano.
Other
na way
religion?
Of, hindi. Wala na akong alam na ibang perspective sa buhay. And also, yung meron kami Christian Living ano?
CLE.
Christian Living Education.
Yeah.
Graded yung ano?
Sorry.
Graded
Sorry.
Yung morality
Tawa
mo.
Oh.
Graded yung knowledge mo of the Bible.
Sorry. Can
Which,
I sidebar?
Sorry. Nasasabihin ko lang. Oh. If you think about it, in your formative years, that's gonna fuck you up. Graded yung morality. Meaning, nasira yung instinct mo, yung empathy mo, na warp into mechanized siya by the Christian doctrines. Gets mo?
Uh-huh.
Para naging, instead na itrust mo yung empathy, yung capacity mo for empathy, tinuro paano kang, paano yung tama at mali.
And, I mean,
you get what I mean.
But you have to start with some rules.
Yeah, pero
I mean,
still.
Or guidelines.
Pero yun pa rin. Parang, tulungan mo yung kapwa mo kasi mapupunta ka sa hell kung hindi mo gawin. Versus,
okay.
Tulungan mo yung kapwa mo dahil...
Ito yung mabuti.
Ito yung makaka-build ng society sa yon.
Okay.
Ito ay magandang gawin. In and of itself. Without reward or punishment. Ayun. Yung morality ko growing up Catholic was reward and punishment.
And sacrifice.
Based and sacrifice.
Mm. So, I think nakaka-question kasi yung concept ng sacrifice. Eh, diba? Na you have to suffer through this. Stuff like that.
Yun ang favorite word ng school ko at ng parents ko. Sacrifice. That's why yung childhood ko rin, although masaya naman siya, may super dark aspects din talaga.
Ano?
Yun, repression nga and hindi ko nakilala yung sarili ko masyado. Instead na na-develop ko yung instincts ko for things, masyadong naging dekahon because of school and ano nga, my Catholic upbringing.
Yeah.
Ikaw?
So, to
answer the question, religion played a big role in my life.
Wait, I'm curious. How is it like, kunwari, day in the life of the young Win Siong, ang perspective ay ano yung religious practices nyo in a day? Kaya weekday, weekend.
Oh, graces
ganyan.
Before meals. May rosary sa bulsa. Sasakay ng kotse, dasal.
Okay.
Punta sa Ateneo, dasal. Flag ceremony, may dasal na. A prayer before every class. And after class.
Yeah. Oh, no.
May crucifix sa classroom.
So, ilang times ka nagdadasal a day?
Siguro 20 times.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Mga ganun, 20 times.
Okay.
You? Ikaw?
How do I start? I think I don't have much religious trauma as much as you. Yan. Wala akong ill feelings naman.
Pansin ko.
Towards religion.
Baka it's not a tinian thing din yung religious trauma.
Maybe. But when you were telling me about yung CLE, kaya ako natawa ng slight. Sidebar lang muna. Which will lead me to my further explanation. May CLE teacher ako na yung gusto niyang handwriting. Kasi yung grade school ko, Polinian sisters eh. So,
mga madre to.
Oh, Polinian. I mean, I've been in Catholic school from kinder till high school. UP lang naman nagging secular eh. Anyway, I had this CLE teacher na terror siya supposedly. But I remember my dad telling me nga, di ba yung advice ng dad ko? Aralin mo yung personality ng teacher mo, ano yung mga little quirks na gusto niya, try mo na yun gawin. So it's out of the, like liking, them liking you or trusting you is out of the way. You can focus on the lessons, di ba? Yung hindi ka napapersonalin. And this teacher, since Polinian siya, may Polinian handwriting eh. Familiar ka dun?
Hindi.
Basta as in curvy na round curve, cursive, na maganda. Yung hindi nakaslant, nakastraight. Tapos yung loops mo, as in, basta, Polinian writing, any Polinian would know. So siya, sabi niya, ganun daw dapat magsulat, ganyan. So ako, sure, I'll change my handwriting for this class. So, as in, so whenever gusto niya, ako yung nagsusulat sa board kasi gaya ko yung handwriting niya eh. As in, kinomend niya ako na parang, nung sinabi mo ang ginigradean yung ano nyo, yung ano ba?
Morality
nyo. Parang kinomend, I remember this teacher commending me na parang, she's the best student because of her handwriting, ganyan-ganyan. Doon ko na-realize na, you know what, this is bullshit. After this class, iba ho yung handwriting ko. You just don't know.
Ang aga mo na-develop yung bullshit radar mo pala.
Oh, grade 6 yun eh. Parang,
oh, guess what?
This is bullshit.
Oh. Third year college na.
Bakit?
That's why I was living, I was living my life as a Catholic robot. I was a Catholic robot until, third year college siguro.
I guess kasi din yung dad ko.
Yung parang alaw yung, speaking of which, diba, yung robot, speaking of robots, yung Barbie pinanood natin. Yun, isipin mo parang si Barbie or Ken ako. Until third year. Pero instead na Barbie land, Jesus land.
Well, I guess kasi...
Yung nakawala sa kumbento, third year na.
Kasi yung dad ko din, nasanay naman ako na nung bata ako, pupunta kami sa church. Tapos kain kami sa fast food after. It was a fun thing for me. Like, na-excite ako na, makikita ko na naman yung angel. Tapos makakasaw-saw na naman ako dun sa holy water. Mm-hmm. Like, ganun siya sa akin.
Magical.
Like, or hindi, almost like a amusement park.
And church?
Kasi napafascinate ako dun sa mga sculpture eh. Ayun, makikita ko na naman yung angel. Makikita na naman yung saint na to. Tsaka yung another saint na to. Makikita na naman si Jesus na abs. Tapos, like, wala lang. Parang ano siya for me. Tapos na-fascinate ako sa stained glass. So parang, sure, cool. Punta si
parang museum. Parang pupunta kayo museum.
Oo, tapos di naman ako nakikinig masyado.
Pareho tayo.
For me, going to church is, hyping, meeting the angels and sasawsawan mo ng
baka kasi, maganda yung church nyo.
Na eh, barangay church. Pero na-fascinate kasi ako na yung mga angel, hawak nila yung holy water. Tapos parang siyang sawsawsuka, di ba? Yes, here we go again. Paingi naman ng holy water. Ganon. So na-fascinate talaga ako doon. Tapos kakain pa kayo sa labas after. So parang, wow, so much incentive for staying put and being quiet for 1 hour. Hindi naman ako pinapagalitan for wandering my eye sa mga sculpture. And anyway, ganun siya. And tapos yun nga, CLE, parang for me, hindi siya, when you were saying ginigrade yung morality mo, I never felt that way. Just maybe because yung pagkalatag sa akin ng tatay ko about CLE, sabi niya, kasi tinanong ko, bakit ba may CLE? Every year may CLE. Hindi mo nag-change yung Bible.
Parang ano sagot ng daddy mo?
Sabi niya, kasi kailangan yung i-intindihin yung Bible. Kailangan niya i-intindihin yung lessons. Alam niya, sabi niya, repetition siya. Maybe you just have to memorize it. So for me, it's like a study. So I just have to be correct. Hindi siya parang connected ba to sa pagkatao ko? Hindi ko sure. May ganun na akong ano.
May ano ka, separation from it.
Tapos, mahilig kasi din ako sa horror nung bata ako. And horror connected naman siya sa
religion,
di ba? Like, mahilig ako sa mga possession movie. Exorcist. So parang for me, cool naman noon. Cool naman nung pare. Ganon. Parang, kalaba niya yung demonyo. Ganon.
Yes.
So, ano talaga siya? As in sobrang pop culture in a way. And then come high school, Saints ko, super feminist school, Benedictine. Our head mistress is Sister Mary Jane Manansan. I had this recollection. As in, yung morning prayer, sabi niya, okay, for today, try niyong tawaging goddess si God.
Ganda.
So, parang kami, cool, fun. Parang pinapoint out lang naman ni Sister Mary Jane ay
God
wala
is beyond
gender si God eh. If you just believe that mahe-help ka niya, edi sure. Tapos siguro kasi we weave in din yung saints ko being like, you know, still led by Catholic Church. Pero na weave in yung philosophical and feminist stuff.
Mm-mm.
Tapos inintroduce pa sa amin post-colonial literary criticism and medyo mas, I don't know, I guess advanced than Ateneo. Whoa, bold claims. Pero yun. That's my long answer.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Next question.
Oh.
What was your road to agnosticism like? What the hell happened to you?
Honestly, hindi siya parang what the hell happened type.
Oh.
It's more of a gradual thing. Na, wala, eventually I was just a non-practicing Catholic.
Parang, okay, matanda na ako, hindi na niniwala kay Santa Claus.
Ganun lang. Hindi siya big deal na mom, dad, I don't believe in God. Hindi naman. Parang...
Pero what made you, ano nga, think of that?
What made me, you know, define it more.
But sabi mo na parang, okay, this is not for me. Religion is not for me.
Hindi din siya parang, religion is not for me. I think in college, yon, parang, syempre, nag-edgelord mode ka, di ba? Parang,
di na ako magsisimba.
Punk and goth, nasa UP na ako, nasa fine arts ako, ganun. Syempre may expose ka dun sa atheist society, ganyan-ganyan. And yung dad ko, sabi niya, you know what? Try mo, mag-attend ka, pakinggan mo.
Ganun ka, ano yung parents mo pala?
Ganun, oo. Pero ganun religious yung daddy ko.
Ayun nga, exactly.
Parang, I guess open siya sa dialogue. So parang nung pinakinggan ko, parang, okay, too strong, too defensive, too angry. May ganun akong, parang, okay, yung...
Ayun yung UPAD Society?
I think.
Yeah, oo, nakatend na ako.
So parang for me, okay, wait, hindi kami aligned, hindi kami pareho. Parang for me kasi, if you notice even how I talk about religion, chill lang naman ako. Like, chill lang siya sa akin.
Mm-mm.
Parang mas focused ako on morals, ethics, being a good person. Or hindi, actually, hindi ko goal maging good person. Just to be clear. I think yun yung ano ba, what sort of aligns me. My goal is not to be good. My goal is to be fair. Always. Kasi I am conflicted by what is good and what is bad. Nag-iiba siya eh. Diba? Or pwede siyang i-warp for you. So I'd rather be fair. But early on, I was so fascinated with philosophers. I think ganun nagme-meld siya talaga. Parang, oh yun, I sat in atheist society, tapos parang, okay, parang di pala for me. Tapos, I had philosophy classes, tapos parang, oh, this is cool. Tapos, na-discuss sa philosophy class yung, yun nga, yung organized religion, atheism, agnosticism. So, parang, ako, oh wow, okay, parang closest sa akin yung agnostic.
Mm-mm.
Yun lang, ganun lang, chill. Tapos wala, eventually lang, di na ako nagsisimba.
Ako, like I said nga kanina, college na.
Okay.
Super religious ako until second year college.
Okay.
Naging Opus Dei scholar pa ako nung first year.
You have to thank them though.
Yeah. Kumbaga yung, like 50% of my tuition na nagbabayad yung Opus Dei seminar.
Mm.
Pero, in exchange for, pumupunta ako dun sa isang center sa Katipunan. Opus Dei Center sa Katipunan. That I found so weird and creepy.
Why?
Magko-confession ka every time pumunta ka ron. Tapos, talagang super strict na parang, oh, nag-aral ka na ba? Ganyan.
Okay.
Tapos, Bible reading.
Okay.
Eh, syempre, na first year ako parang, gusto ko mag-chicks, di ba? Ayoko mag-chicks. Hindi ako magbabari. So, it ate up like, siguro, 5 hours din of my week.
Ooh.
And drain up ko na yung scholarship ko, sabi ko sa parents ko, ayoko na.
Mm.
Gusto ko na magbanda. Gusto ko ng chicks. Gusto ko ng gimmick. Tapos, I met a lot of atheist people din in college. Na ano, na talagang blasphemous sila magsalita.
Oh.
As in, lumabas pa nun, naalala ko yung Exorcist, ano. The Exorcist digitally remastered.
Well, sobrang favorite ko talaga.
Ganda nun, no? Oh. Yung 2000, ano, 2000 release ng The Exorcist. Mm. Ayun. Kino-quote pa ng mga friends ko yun palagi.
Oh.
Tapos, sabi ko, naano pa ako ng grabing kadiring sinasabi niya, gumagana ako. Tapos, tawa sila ng tawa. Asar talo, inaasar nila ako. Nun, na parang, ang totoy nito, parang ganun.
Okay.
And then, sinabi ko parang, what if I'm missing out?
Okay.
Ayun, and eventually, nagbasa ako ng maraming libro na medyo dangerous.
Oh.
Like, may face ako na Chuck Palahniuk.
Woo, dangerous. Dangerous ba yun?
Chuck Palahniuk?
Fiction yun eh.
Hindi, pero you know what I mean. Yung ideas niya.
Okay, okay.
Tapos yun, naisip ko.
Anti-capitalist shit, ganyan.
Anti-capitalist shit, anti-establishment.
Nihilist.
Tapos, ayun, na-realize ko parang ang boring magsimba. Yun.
Boring.
And I was wasting a lot of time going to mass. Na parang, trip ko ba talaga to? Ang kukumag nung pare. Ang boring ng mga tao rito. Ang square. Yung iba ng chichiks na dun sa bench. So, feeling ko rin, it was my horniness as a person. Yung need ko to feed my sexuality. That was the thing that overrode my need for religion. Gets
Pero what? Wait, aren't you supposed to, I mean, hindi ba na design yung church to be like a social event? Rin. Parang, ano siya,
yun
diba?
Na na-realize
analog
ko kasi,
ng Tinder yun, tsaka Bumble eh.
Tama. Oh. Ini-imagine ko sa utak ko,
ang
awkward siguro ng sex with a Catholic girl. Or an over-religious girl. Parang,
do you wanna try?
Ano itong magdadasal kami before maghubad? Parang ganon. Gets mo ba? Parang, what is sex like with a Catholic girl? Tapos, hindi ka makakapag-sex noon kasi premarital sex yun.
Di ba may isang movie sobrang funny? As in, nag-sex sila tapos may picture ni Jesus dun sa room ng girl. Kasi type niya si Jesus.
Yikes!
Parang, shit, what? I forgot that the movie. It was so funny. Parang, so, iniisip niya daw yung abs ni Jesus how nag-sex sila nung
ano? Orange is the New Black.
Ayun. Nakakatawa, di ba?
Yung madre na nakulong.
Okay, sorry na. Sorry, Catholics. Ah.
Ayun, so naisip ko parang, oh my God, this is really not for me. Kasi, when I read myself out of the Catholic Church, I felt, this feels right. I feel free. Kasi, kaya late bloomer din ako sa dating. Because ang dami kong hang-ups about my sexuality. Yun.
Na-suppress.
Oo, na-suppress, na-warp.
Okay.
Yung mindset ko noon until second year college, sabi natin, was find a woman, do not have sex with her until marriage.
Well, yun naman talaga yung tinuro ng Catholic Church.
Oo. And that's na sinundan ko, na ganun ako kaengot. Sinundan ko hanggang what? Ang tanda ko na, 21 na.
Hindi naman. Okay lang naman na 21.
Ne.
Kaysa nakipag-sex ka ng ano?
I lost my virginity, I was 22.
Oh. Not so bad.
Not so bad. Pero, I wish I had lost my virginity earlier. 17, 16, 18.
But minor yun.
A minor. 18. 18.
At least 18. Oh. Sorry. For me, naniniwala ako dun sa legal age.
So in other words, what led me
is your
not to
hormones
drop? Not to go to church anymore. Libog.
So you listen to your body?
I listen to my body.
Yes.
I listen to my loins.
Yes. Nagsisalita siguro yung mga balls mo, no?
Oo.
Parang, ano yung sabi nung isa?
Ayan. And aside from that, yung ano nga, college kasi sex is on your mind, di ba? Sex na to. Ano, parang naisip
ko. Hindi ka naman nakipag-sex nung college.
Nakipag-sex ako naman.
Okay.
Nag-sex ako nung college, pero pag-graduate na.
Okay.
Which is, aside from that though, on a more serious note, hindi talaga parang na-realize na, not for me. Not for me. Ano ko yung pagkatao ko? I'm adventurous. I like to explore. I'm a free spirit. I like challenging my morality. Hindi naman sa papatay ako. Pero iniisip ko na parang, what if gawin ko to? I like literature. I like self-expression. I'm a very sexual person. Everything na.
Dami reason sa.
Everything na salungat sa Catholic teachings.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pero, sorry, habang nagkikwento ka, nagpo-flashbacks talaga ako. Nang parang, teka lang, how did I get here? Kasi nga parang, it just faded or like, I just stopped going to church. But now I realized, I asked my dad, I think college na to, I asked him, parang bakit, kasi lagi kasi sabi, kunwari dad kita, parang, pa, di ba pwede ako magdasal anytime? Niya, oh. So parang, anytime, kahit nasa banyo ako, nagpupup ako, if I feel like praying, I can speak to God, right? Sabi niya, oh. Sabi ko, oh, eh ano yung point na nagsisimba tayo? If I have direct access to God. Diba?
Ano sagot ng dad mo?
Hindi niya masagot. Sabi niya, oh, sige, pwedeng mag-pray ka na lang.
Yo.
So, I think yung negotiation ko pala with my dad, as long as I pray, okay na siya doon.
Yun yung difference natin. Mas ano kasi, kung ganun, mas religious pala yung parents ko talaga kaysa sa parents mo.
Ay, although my dad is really nag-church daddy ko eh. I think mas ano lang siya, flexible.
Oo.
Mas naiintindihan niya lang, mas nagigets niya lang na iba-iba tayo ng ways.
Ako, my parents are a lot of good things and I love them.
Naman.
Pero they're not flexible.
It's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
Oh.
Boomers. Anyway,
oh.
Next question.
Pero ang dami ko talagang shit na ganyan. Sorry, last na. Naalala ko, may episode ng maalala mo kaya na si Judy Ann Santos, sinaniban siya ng... Ganyan talaga, horror kasi for me yung themes. Parang for me, baka kaya yun, kaya ako nag-choose mag-agnostic. Kasi should anything horror happen to me, kay God katatapan, God, malalabas ka ng crucifix eh, di ba? May demonyo, ay, may multo, cross. So for me, sige, just in case may horror, naniniwala nun ako kay God. May ganun ako. So, may isang sinabi dun, may, parang,
ako yun nga, why have one God when you can have all?
Exactly.
Polytheism.
Oh. di ba, parang, sige, paano kayo multo mo, ano, Bombay? Di siya matakot sa, ano, sa
or Jewish.
Oh, di ba? Parang, chill. Anyway, going back, yung sinaniban, sabi ng dad ko, Mia, tignan mo yung love story siya eh. Si Rico yan pa yun, tsaka si Judy Ann yata. Or si Piolo at si, I forget. Basta si Judy Ann, sinaniban siya. Tapos parang yung jowa niya dun, parang stood by her. So sabi ng dad ko, oh, dapat pag pumili ka ng asawa, equal or mas strong pa yung faith sa'yo para pag sinanibang ka, he will stick by you, hindi siya mag-run away in fear. Tapos ako parang, pa, what are the chances? Nasasaniban ako ng
demonyo.
So parang, this is funny. Yun. So ako parang, I give up. Yun.
The power of Christ compels you!
At saka, sorry last na, ang dami ko talaga anecdotes kasi yung dad ko, obsessed ako sa computers ng bata ko.
Oh.
As in, medyo,
ano kinalaman nito?
Madami akong kinakalikot na computers. As in, nakakasira ako ng CD-ROM, ganun. Ganun level. As in, feeling hacker. Napanood ko yung The Matrix, feeling ko, ako si Neo. Ganun, as in, feel na feel. So, dahil ko nasisira. And syempre, pag nasisira yung computer mo, umiinit yung ulo mo, di ba? Galit ka. So, magde-demand ako sa mami ko na, tumawag ka sa Senko. Tumawag na tayo, paggawa na natin ito. I made a mistake, ganyan. Pero, high stress. Tapos wala, nagalit na yung dad ko. Dahil sa stress, sabi niya, ayan, kaka-computer mo yan. Yung computer, it's the tool of the devil. Blah, 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 blah. Hmm? It's the devil making you mad. Blah, blah, blah. Parang, ha? Sira, nasira ko yung machine. How can the devil live inside the machine, dad?
Meron term na ghost in the machine, di ba?
Oh, I love that episode of X-Files. Pero yun, so ako parang, okay, this is BS.
Pwede naman. May movie si Stephen King na Maximum Overdrive. Yun yung concept eh. Yung demonyo ang sinasaniban mga machines. Tapos pumapatay yung mga machines. Pwede naman.
Okay. Horror yung genre.
Kaya nga.
Kaya nga, it's fiction.
Sinasaniban nga nung multo yung machine.
Oh, may thought.
Ito, shake rattle and roll Frigidaire. Oh.
Pero fiction nga siya. Yung fact na fiction siya.
Okay.
Anyway. Wala lang, dami kong flashbacks na nakakatawa kasi.
Okay, do you think it's a good idea to come out, quote-unquote, as an agnostic to your parents if they are both extremely religious? Is coming out as an agnostic even a thing nowadays?
But why do you sort of word it as if it's your taboo sexuality? Why is it as...
Ah, kasi come out. Kasi wala akong maibang maisip na ano. Pero because it's as taboo as being gay.
Ah, yun. Yun yung curious ako. Like, do you think it is as valuable as your sexual identity or
your religious identity? Oo naman.
Okay. Wow.
Pero yun, funny story from a colleague of mine. Na hindi ko pa pangalanan. I'm gonna anonymize.
Huwag pangalanan. Oh.
Nag 65 years old yung mom niya. Na nagkaroon siya ng dialogue sa utak niya na parang, my religious identity or my agnostic identity is a big part of who I am. And since matanda na yung mom ko, parang ilang years na rin lang kami magkakasama, might as well tell her na I'm an atheist.
I remember so, this story. This is
so
fun.
So nasa van sila. Sinabi niya, Ma, I know it's your birthday and there's a valuable part of myself that I want you to know about. So sabi, ano yun? Iho, ano yun? Sabihin mo sa akin, you can tell me anything. Sabi niya, Ma, I'm an atheist agnostic. And hindi na ako naniniwala. Tapos, ayun, nag-ano yung mom niya? Nag-alboroto. Umiyak yung mami.
Enclosed space.
Umiyak yung mami niya sa harap niya. Tapos, itago na lang natin siya sa pangalang Ishmael. Sabi ng mami niya, Ishmael! Ishmael! You're going to hell! And when I die, I won't see you because I'm in heaven! Take it back, Ishmael! Take it back! Umiiyak raw yung mami niya. So sabi niya, okay, mom, I take it back. I'm still a Catholic.
See, lahat kasi ng indoctrination sa religion, ay, funny moments.
Tapos yung kwento nung kulig ko na yon na
oh,
maybe it's not a good idea kung extreme religious yung parents.
Oh,
if you want
na
to keep them in a happy bubble. Kasi ako, I for one, hindi ako nag-come out personally sa parents ko. Tinanong ako ng dad ko after we got married na, kamusta naman ang faith mo, anak? Ano ka ba ba?
Paano nagsinungaling ka nung, ikwento mo muna sa Padpals yung pagsisinungaling mo.
No.
Sa seminar.
Seminar. Ah, marriage seminar.
Kaya yung gospel, lahat ng friends natin parang, what the fuck?
Oh.
As in, caught on video yung mga what the fuck faces nila.
Tinanong sa atin dun sa marriage seminar, what, tinanong sa akin na parang,
what, ay, day. Oh.
Anong common value nyo ni CJ na united you both? Ang sinagot ko para matapos na yung seminar. We are both united in our love for Christ. In our Christ-centeredness. Tapos sinabi niya naman
yun. Sinabi niya sa gospel tuloy. Humili.
Humili. Tapos, caught on video.
Lahat tumatawa.
Lahat ng friends natin nagkatinginan, tumatawa. Kasi alam nila tayo na,
parang, this is BS.
Mga demonyo tayo yung dalawa. Anyway. Tinanong dad ko after we got married na, kamusta naman yung faith mo? Sinabi ko, hindi kami masyadong active na ni CJ. And parang ayoko na rin sa church. It broke his heart. Kitang-kita.
Siyempre.
Ang lungkot nung mukha ng dad ko. As in, parang may sinagasaan akong sanggol. Ganun yung mukha niya. Sabi niya, ganun ba? That makes me really sad. Ayun. So, ngayon,
Wag na.
Di tapos, wag minsan, di ba, sinusulat ko sa Facebook, paminsan na, I'm a proud atheist or yung religious affiliation atheist. Tatawag yung mami ko.
Wag
anak,
na.
Ano to? Why are you an atheist now? Sinasabi niya parang, God has been good to us. Jesus has been good to us. Marami tayong papasalamatan sa Diyos. Wag naman, anak. Mahal tayo ng Diyos. Tapos sasabihin ko, ay ma, nahack po. Nahack yung account.
Hindi. Sabihin mo yung totoo. Hindi ko yun nakaisip noon.
Oh, yung kapatid ko, tinawagan ko. Sabi ko,
anong gagawin ko?
Anong gagawin ko? Sabi niya, ako bahala sa sabihin mo, nahack. Tapos sasabihin ko rin, nahack ka. Ayun. So, ito. Should you tell this part of you? Should you reveal this part of you to your parents? Ito yung advice. Unsolicited advice. Gauge nyo yung relationship nyo with your parents in that aspect. Close ba kayo? How close are you?
Okay.
Ano yung consequences kung malaman nila? So, wag na lang. Wag na i-discuss. Sweep it under the rug.
So wait, is your question?
Hindi, ito. Pero kung yung parent mo nga, yung dad mo or yung mom mo, whatever, parang, yeah, whatever religion you want to go, hindi naman sila extremely devout. O, di sabihin.
Ako naman baliktad. Parang, kaya ako nag-react when you equated or compared confirming your religious identity or religion. Basically, your religion. Confirming your religion with your sogi. For me, kasi hindi siya pareho. Kasi, yung sexual orientation, gender identity, ano siya eh, identity mo yun, pagkatao mo yun eh. Naramdaman mo yun, katawan mo yun. Gets? Pagkatao mo siya. Yung religion for me is smaller than that. Ano siya eh, parang philosophy lang naman siya sa buhay mo. Guiding. Kung you have your ethics, you have your morals, and your religion is sort of your theme on how to navigate those. For me, religion is a very private thing. Like, you don't have to know. You don't have to ask me. I don't have to tell you.
Parang politics, no? Sinong binoto mo nung election? I don't have to tell you.
Tama
naman eh.
Nagigets mo? Parang, for the sake of conversation, if you're curious, you can ask me. I will tell you. Pero hindi siya parang kailangan kong i-clarify. Pero, to Wincy's point, if yung nanay tatay nyo, parang yung, you're going to hell. Huwag yun ang gulatin, baka atakihin pa sa puso, di ba? Huwag yun na silang stress.
Also, good advice rin, walang masama in keeping secrets from your parents.
I think it's just not parents. I think we're all entitled to our own secrets.
Yep.
Like human beings.
Kaya ang title nitong episode na to, The Secret Life of Agnostic Pinoys.
But you just made the whole episode. Wait, may pahabol pala ako na parang...
Just as may mga LGBTQIA.
Na hindi kailangan mag-come out.
Exactly.
Diba? Like, be just like on your own terms. But...
At your own discretion. Depende kung how... Paano mo mag-gauge yung reaction ng parents mo. Kung gawin mo yun.
Oo.
Kung hassle para sa lahat, eh, huwag ka nalang magsimba.
Pero parang for me, ano naman, kunwari strict yung parents mo sa religion.
Oh, strict yung I can say, super strict ng parents ko when it comes to religion.
Iti-treat ko yung parang minor and adult age na lang to be objective about it. Parang, sige, bigyan niya ako ng rules na, you know, I'll follow this family's rules until I'm 18 or until I get independence.
Yan yung gusto kong sinabi naman ni Robin Padilla. As much as
wow.
Medyo on the fence ako about that guy.
Okay.
Yung anak niya, gusto yatang subukan mag-Muslim.
Oh.
At gusto niya rin subukan mag-Catholic.
Hmm.
Sinabi niya, siya bahala. He's 18 now.
Oh, ayun.
18, kung anong pananampalataya ang mag-resonate sa kanya, I respect that.
Mm.
Yun.
I think, sige, since na-discuss, you touched
on... Sorry, ito rin. It's unconstitutional to the parents who are listening to this.
Mm.
It's unconstitutional to force religion to your kids kung 18 na sila.
Mm.
May choice na hindi na sumama sa church or sa place of worship nyo. Mm. Yung anak nyo kung 18 kayo. It's unconstitutional to demand them to go to the place of worship.
Hindi. Religions. Some religions check on their people if may na-miss sa church. Diba? James Karan. Sabihin mo na lang kung ano yun. Pero yun, hindi, may mas mahigpit. Na parang, di ba nga, yung iba i-excommunicate ka nila kung di ka nag-attend.
Next question. How did being a lapsed Catholic or agnostic affect you psychologically? Yung tumiwalag ka na from religion, ano yung mental state mo?
Honestly, I kind of prefer how I am after that. Kasi... mas naging curious ako sa ibang faiths, sa ibang culture, sa pre-colonial faiths. Yung, wow, ang daming ibang systems and philosophies that can guide you in life. Sobrang favorite. Hindi yung favorite. As in, it was a liberating experience for me. So, yun, as in, I enjoy studying history. I enjoy studying philosophy. Yun. Kaya, for me, gusto ko siya. Yun. I feel liberated.
Ako naman, top of mind. I discovered my body more. My sexuality more.
That's great.
Yep. Awesome. Great. As in, feeling ko, when I was still clinging to a religion, Roman Catholicism, I didn't own my body.
Eh kasi nga, your body is Jesus.
Belongs to Christ.
Kakasabi lang kami na, diba?
And I thought sex was bad. Hindi ko na-enjoy yung sex. Never ko na-enjoy yung sex. I thought it was sinful.
Although kasi nga, the Catholic Church repeatedly told us that sexual thoughts are sins. Di ba nga, i-confess mo yun? Masturbation is
naalala ko nga with the girlfriend I had. When we did it, umiyak ako. Sabi ko, she didn't laugh. This isn't paid for laughs. Umiyak talaga ako kasi parang, oh no, I think I committed a mortal sin. Oo, sabi ko, we committed a mortal sin. Sabi niya, wag, please. Ano naman natin eh, mahal naman natin isa't isa and masaya tayo. And di mo naman ako sinaktan. And this is something special. Gumanan siya. Ang galing nga, hindi niya ako pinagtan. Any badass girl, di ba? Pagtatawanan ako nun. Sinabi niya, wag, wag. Sabi ko, I have to go to confession. Sabi niya, wag, wag. Hmm? Sex is something good. Ginano niya ako. Wag.
As long as it's safe.
Oh, safe.
It's consensual.
Safe. Pero yon yung sinabi, yung umiiyak ako sa kanya, we committed a mortal sin. Ganun. Sabi niya, wag, dude. Dude, wag.
Hmm.
This is something nice. Ganun siya. This is something special.
Eh, kasi din, na-program tayo na...
Pero yon yung feeling ko when I lost my virginity, parang... Ah, sakit. Parang, I have to go to father. Have to confess. Ganun.
Bakit? Marireverginize ka ba pag nag-confess ka?
I did confess, though.
O, ano sabi ng pare?
Pray, three Hail Marys. Ayun. Pero ganun kayong effect sa akin na parang, I didn't own my body.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
Uh-huh.
And now I masturbate every day.
TMI, puta.
Mature naman tayo rin. Podpals.
Oy, wait. Yung podpals minors. No, no.
Don't tell me.
Paano kung may minors?
Okay lang. Don't tell me. They don't do it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Ayun. Now, I masturbate without feeling guilty.
Speaking of masturbation, naalala ko lang yun.
Hello, guys. Wait. Sexual liberation po tayo. 2023 na. Lahat po tayo ginagawa yan. It's good for the prostate.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Naalala ko. Ano na college to? Lantern Parade. Alam yung puyat-puyat na kayo. Tapos yung nag-overnight kayo kasi gumagawa kayo ng parole. Tapos, group work siya. Eh, meron akong kaklaseng Christian-Christian siya. As in, alive-alive, ganun. Eh, hindi. As in, pastor yung...
Shalom!
Hindi. As in, modern-modern na. Modern-modern na.
Modern.
I think yung mga cool celebrity Christian-Christian stuff siya. Yan. So, dinidiscuss namin yung Emily Rose.
Ah.
Emily Rose.
The exorcism.
Uso nun eh. Uy, panoorin natin yung Emily Rose. Ganyan-ganyan. So, parang sabi nung isang kaklase, grabe no. Ilan yung sumanib kay Emily Rose, di ba? Parang, di ba yun yung premise na?
Seven demons
or 25 demons. Mas madami. So, parang sabi nila, grabe yun, paano yun, no? Paano ba nangyayari yun? Mga ganun yung mga boys. Tapos sabi ng Christian kong kaklase, alam ko paano yun nangyayari. Parang kami, sige nga, paano yun? Pag nagmamasturbate kayo, pwede kayong saniba ng madaling demonyo. Tapos yung malalaki. Parang, hello? Nakita ko yung legit fear in their faces eh. Wow. So, dinifuse ko na lang na sabi ko, uy, Vicky, ano ka ba? Kung totoo yung sinabi mo, di, lahat ng mga klase natin, sinaniba na ngayon.
Hindi, pero on a more serious note, guys, kasi tabo nga masyado yan eh. Ito, sinasabi na ng may kaklase ako na
Wait, can we reserve this for another topic?
Yeah.
Like, I always...
Want to talk about masturbation.
Yes.
Yeah. Pero ito...
But you don't want to.
Siya, nag-ooperate siya ng mga testes ng lalaki. Doctor siya of the testes. Ang advice niya sa amin, nung reunion namin.
So, prostate kasi talaga.
Oo. Masturbation is not...
I-reserve mo yung passion mo.
Masturbation is good for the body.
We will have another episode.
Don't let your parish priest say otherwise.
Anyway, ayun.
Okay. Yun, so psychologically, when I became agnostic, naging more comfortable ako in my own skin.
Mm.
Mas naging hubadero ako. Hindi, dati talagang ano ko. Masyadong balot na balot ako.
Okay. Para naging ako, bold ano, star po siya.
Ngayon, nagpapakita na ako ng legs. Eh, what's this? Also, I was happier.
That's good. Healthier.
I felt happier.
Healthier din.
Uh-oh.
Mentally healthier.
Mentally, mental health ko, through the roof, sa sobrang positive.
Grabe yun, through the roof.
Through the roof nga. Mental health, through the roof. Super ano. And yung ano na, wala na akong ano. YOLO. YOLO. There's no afterlife. YOLO. Parang, ay, sorry. There's a possibility that there can be no afterlife. So, YOLO. Give two reasons each. Dalawa tayo. Why you no longer affiliate yourself with a religion?
Ay, baka ma-disappoint ka sa ano, sagot ko. Okay. Hindi naman, hindi ko naman dine-deny. I think, kung may subscription man ako, I think Catholic pa din siya.
Ah, okay.
But mixed. I guess, this is what I wanted to talk about. Parang, if you notice, when I talk about spirituality, faith, or like, the universe, nire-recognize ko naman yung basics na pre-provide sa akin ng Catholic faith or Catholic religion. Like,
Ten Commandments.
Gets ko naman yung Ten Commandments. Hindi ako nagdi-disagree dun. Yun. Pero, for me, kinocombine ko siya with, kasi I think Catholic faith is very human-centric. Parang ano siya, di ba? Eh, kasi nomadic group naman yung Jews, di ba? So, wala talaga sila masyadong regard dun sa where they settle their surroundings. So, when I discovered pre-colonial faiths and even read up on First Nations faiths or like yung mga pre-colonial talaga or indigenous, parang mas gusto ko ding mag-subscribe dun eh. Na,
kay Bathala.
Oh, the nature is stronger than us. Diba, isang tsunami lang, kahit ganong kayaman ng billionaire, powerless tayo sa
ako,
nature.
With my adult eyes now, I find it semi-absurd. Slightly absurd yung Catholicism in a tropical setting. Kasi diba yung mga metaphors ng Catholic Church? The ram in the desert, diba? The lamb. Wala naman ditong ram or lamb, di ba?
Yes.
Or manna from heaven, yung bread sa shawarma, nahuhulog sa langit. Yung katutubo natin, wala naman ganun eh.
Kaya nga.
Isipin mo, di ba, kung sinabi nila the pawikan, di ba? The pawikan of God, okay yun, di ba? Or the ano, the alamid of God, okay yun.
Pero kaya yung, nga.
Wala namang lamb dito.
Kaya nga tinatanong ko, ano ba yung lamb?
These are
ano?
Desert fauna, di ba?
Oo nga.
These are desert fauna. Itong mga, ano yun, the manna from heaven. The pandiregla from heaven, pwede pa. Gets yun, di ba? Pero yung manna.
Pandesal
from heaven. Oo.
Pero yun, ay isa pa yun.
Parang like, ito, instead na nag-reflect sila on what's in front of them, yung mga puno, di ba? The manobo tree, di ba? Yun. Tinignan nila yung manobo tree or yung balete tree. Ah, dito galing yung mga gods natin. Yun. Versus cypress tree.
Yes.
The cypress tree on fire. Parang ganun. With the Holy Spirit. Parang, naman tayo cypress tree dito eh.
Pero naniniwala. Okay, exactly my point. So,
these are desert
mas
terms.
Na-appreciate ko yung pre-colonial faiths. Kaya, slightly na-offend ako when they are called pagan.
Yeah.
Kasi, I guess, the biggest switch that, or yung biggest change in me is yun, na-open yung mind ko sa historical context of religion. Na because I read about pre-colonial systems of belief, nako-horrify ako kasi how religion, imperialist religion, ravaged people and places. Like, I think isa sa reason kung bakit hindi ako masyado believe sa... Ang mild na nga eh, dapat nga galit ako, di ba? Yung parang, hindi ako talaga... I cannot subscribe fully to Catholicism is because it was used by the Roman Empire. Di ba? Ginawa siyang reason to kill other people. Ginawa siyang reason to ravage our lands, kill indigenous, na masked as what? We're saving you? Kasi, alam mo yun, parang...
To put it more...
Ay, day, horrific.
To put it closer to the Philippines.
Mm.
Antindi ng atrocities ng Catholic Church sa...
Indigenous people. Indigenous people. Yes. Natin. Hello, sila pula-po na... Kaya ang saya na natalo si Magel. Yung parang...
Yung history books natin, whitewashed yan ng mga ano, ng mga Jesuita, ng mga ano, parish priest, mga ng government mismo natin.
Diba?
Ang daming na leave out sa history books natin na atrocities ng Catholic Church sa indigenous people.
Diba? Tapos, yun.
And ang dami nilang yaman.
Land.
Diba? Lands, oo. Yun the friar yung, lands, diba?
Yun yung hindi ko masyadong kayang...
Ako rin.
I cannot tolerate that.
Kaya
cannot,
ako kahit pupunta ako sa simbahan ngayon, nakikita ko lang yung, uy, opulent nito ah. May aircon sila. Tapos, itong tinatapakan natin na lupa, this used to be the cemetery ng mga Igorot.
Pwedeng ganun eh. I will correct you. Hindi naman na-colonize yung mga Northerners eh. Sige, mangyan. Or, yung mga nakatira sa Cebu before.
O, yun. O, sige, basta. Dating cemetery, ito, dati sacred burial ground to. Itong tinatapakan natin lupa. Sacred burial ground to ng mga ancestors natin. Na ngayon, tinayuan na ng sanktuaryo.
Hindi man lang burial eh. Village siya eh.
Oo.
I cannot. My Filipino-ness.
Ako rin.
Rejects it. Na parang, how
kaya
can
kung nakakita ko ng church, ay medyo umaano yung sikmura ko.
Oo eh. Magpa-flashback sa akin yung atrocities dun sa culture that I could have had. Yun.
Although, si Pope Francis nagkaroon ng apology tour na sa lahat ng indigenous people. Pero ako, kulang yung apology tour. You know what Pope Francis should do? Give all the gold in Vatican and all the paintings. Ibenta. Ibigay sa indigenous people.
Yung
whole bank ng Vatican, empty it out. Give it to the indigenous people.
As if naman i-empty out nila yan.
Even the Pope Mobile, ibenta yan. Ibigay sa ano.
You think? Pero yun, parang yung atrocities horrify me. So,
okay. Ako naman.
Like, I make fun of it most of the
you
time.
You shouldn't make fun of it kasi seryoso siya.
Hindi, minimake fun ko yung silliness of Catholic practices or yung kinagisnan ko. Pero yun nga, the more I learn about, hindi na lang yung ano eh, Roman Catholic dito sa Pilipinas. But do you realize the movement of the Roman Catholic Church, yung crusades, yung mga pinatay nilang Moors.
Salem Witch Trials.
Oh, ang daming pinatay ng Catholic
Church.
Ayan, isa pa yan, Witch Trials. Sa ano, isa pang fascination ko kasi, di ba?
Witches.
Witches. As in, Salem Witch Trials, Celtic, ano, yung Scottish witches. Yung fact na...
Hindi lang nga pinatay, sinunog pa.
Di ba, parang anyone na... I guess that's my concern or yun yung qualm ko or ano ba, kung bakit ayoko masyado yung Catholic faith is because bully siya na faith. Hindi niya ina-accept na may madami.
Bully talaga siya.
Na may diversity of faiths. Diba?
Tsaka it's, ang Catholicism is out to destroy all faiths.
Yun eh, for me parang...
Kumbaga parang mga mangyan.
Muslim wag na
kayong
lang.
Wag na kayong tama na yung... Kaya nga yung sinasabi mo, yung Ten Commandments, okay. May isang mali rin eh.
Ano?
Yung thou shalt not worship
other gods. Ayun,
because
yun.
They are false. Hindi.
Diba? Parang tikal. De, wait, nagsasubscribe lang pala ako dun sa Ten Commandments sa...
Kaya disagree ako sa'yo na...
Sa three onwards. Three onwards lang pala ako. Pero yun, na parang even how Islam is villainized. Like, okay, the news that we learn about, yun pa eh, parang hindi mainstream yung Islam, di ba? While Mindanao is predominantly Islam, may mga nangyayari na kinoconnect nila sa Islam faith, di ba? Alam na I mean, classic yan. Racism yun, di ba?
Tsaka isa pa.
Or Islamophobia siya. Yung fact na parang bakit nagkaroon ng Islamophobia?
Isa pa, karamihan raw ng people in government in the Philippine government ngayon are predominantly Catholic.
Yeah.
That's why walang Muslim divorce. Voice.
Ah, akala ko walang divorce.
Eh, isa rin yun. Oh. Tsaka ano nga, di ba? Sogi and ano, RH. Yes.
Yung parang bakit natin, isa pa yun, why is the Catholic Church influencing lawmaking?
Yes.
Bakit?
Exactly.
Yun, dami, yung parang, teka, bida-bida kasi, bida-bida tong
kaya ito, sorry.
Religion na to eh.
Say what you want about President Duterte. Ano, say what you want.
Bold, ayun na. Oh.
May sasabihin ako sa kanya na sobrang hangang-hanga akong ginawa niya.
Pero hindi ka fan.
Hindi ako fan. Okay. Not a fan at all. Pero masama may isa siyang ginawa.
Masama ang extrajudicial killing.
May isa siyang ginawa na napatayo ako and then I clapped my hands. Standing ovation. Yung inani niya yung CBCP. Minura niya yung CBCP. Na I don't care about your teachings. Mga ano kayo. Child molesters. Ganun. Yung I don't care about what the Catholic Church is. Yun, ano niya.
Kaya nga, na-win over niya yung mga ano. Mga,
hindi, pero... Oh. Si Pinoy din eh. Binantaan siya ng CBCP na i-excommunicate siya.
Mm.
Sinabi ni Pinoy, go ahead.
Ayun na nga. Ako,
kasi yun yung ang gusto ko dun sa ginawa nilang dalawa.
Mm.
Ng dalawang presidency.
Ayan, think,
masyadong sumasaw-saw yung Catholic Church sa politics natin.
Oo. Yun. Parang, teka lang. Like, sige, if you are giving an opinion on how to uphold human rights or being fair, sure, sige, i-align mo yung ano, yung values ng public. Puna si Manny Pacquiao para gamitin mo yung faith mo as basis na hindi ano, parang hindi pwede tong sogi. Hindi pwede yung same-sex unions. Parang, okay ka lang.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit ginagamit natin yung religion sa conveniences to uphold privileges versus we use religion to better, you know, yung lives ng mga vulnerable. Like, kaya why? Nga,
on a related note, when he was still alive, I was able to talk to Carlos Eldran during a party.
Mm.
You don't have to agree with what he said, pero ako agree ako dun sa sinabi niya. Sabi niya sa akin, yung opinion niya lang naman, in order for the Philippines to prosper, Catholicism has to go daw. Ako nag-agree ako dun.
It doesn't have to go, pero dapat ma-dismantle yung pagka-main, yung hindi siya that major, like, pwede namang major, but the Catholic Church has to recognize na hindi lang dapat sila.
Oo. Diversity.
Tanggalin yung dominance ng...
Diversity of
yes,
faith.
Yes. Kaya nga equality, di ba? Yun.
So yun, ako pareho naman pala tayo ng reasons talaga why don't cling to religion. Ako yun na nga kasi...
I guess mas chill lang ako. Or like...
Hindi ako yun, I'm also decolonizing my mind.
Yes.
I'm decolonizing my brain. And yun, isang side effect of me being agnostic is I was decolonizing my mind.
Tama. Yes, yes.
Yun.
I guess pareho tayo dyan na parang...
Tigilan na ang worship ng Western thought.
I think baliktad kasi tayo ng journey. Ikaw, you had to make a firm decision muna na agnostic ka. And then you decolonizing your mind. Ako, parang as I go, nade-decolonize yung mind ko. Okay. Tapos parang, wait lang. Parang yoko nang maging sobrang devout. Tsaka napapuzzle talaga ako sa rosary.
Bakit? It's, prayer beads? Actually, weird. Yung rosary, halos lahat ng religions may ganun din, prayer beads.
Hindi.
Yung Buddhism, may parang rosary din.
And Shintoism. It helps you, count how many times. Repetition.
Counting device siya.
Meditation naman siya at the end of the day. Diba? Focus, siya.
Tsaka maganda kasi may hinahawakan kayo.
Pero may face pala ako na gawa ako ng gawa ng rosary. Kasi gusto ko lang yung nagbibids-bids.
Parang friendship bracelet making.
Oo, ganun lang. Tapos nafa-fascinate ako sa designs. Nafa-fascinate ako sa glow in the dark. Yun lang. Tapos nag-die down siya. Kasi...
Saan ka gumagawa ng rosary nun?
Why?
Bumibili ka?
Kasi one time na pagalitan ako. Kasi dini-construct ko lahat ng rosary. Ginupit ko.
Sino nagalit sa'yo?
Lola ko. Kasi minix-mix ko yung beads.
Iba-ibang color.
Oo. Sabi ko, di ba may limang mysteries? Kung bakit kailangan same colors? So, yun. Sabi sa'yo, comedy talaga yung ano ko yun.
Pero ito, on a side note, gusto ko rin itanong to sa PodPals. Nakikita kong pattern sa usap natin.
Hmm.
Marami sa baby boomers yung religious, no?
Yeah.
Bakit tingin mo super lakas ng religion sa baby boomers?
I think we talked about this in one of our... Ay, hindi, private pala.
Private.
Ano to?
So, refresh my memory.
As in, pre-tulog chismisan natin to. Eh, kasi yun yung sorry nila. Yun yung Facebook nila. Church. Di ba?
Doon sila nakakamit. Yung mga map yes. Na pangasawa nila.
Doon sila nakamit ng friends. Yun din yung chismis central. Di ba? So, yun yung Coachella ng boomers.
Yung isa namang nakausap ko about that, kasi dati raw, super limited yung media noong 1950s. Lalo na sa probinsya. Wala kang TV kung mahirap ka. Yung matindi na malupit na may circulation nun, Bible.
Yes.
Yung mga salesmen nun, nagbibenta ng Bible.
Cultural center siya.
Punta ka sa hotel, ang libro lang doon, Bible.
Mm.
Isipin mo, super best-selling book niya, mas malupit pa sa Harry Potter.
No.
Lahat ng values ng mga boomers, doon na nila kinuha.
Oh.
Entertainment nila, since wala pang Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Wala pang Marvel.
Marvel. Oh. Bible din nila kinuha.
Yes.
Love advice, horoscope, Bible na rin.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga lahat ng text bilang una nga na-print sa Gutenberg machine, di ba? Was the Bible. It's a circulation thing.
Yes.
And lack of options.
Yes.
Lack of Netflix. Yun.
Oh.
Basically, it's kaya religious yung mga boomers. It's because of a lack of Netflix.
Oh, etos ngayon na may Netflix sila. Eh, ingrained na sa kanila eh.
Exactly. Yeah. Iba yung formative years mo.
Mm.
I don't think yung boomers will be super religious kung may Bible nga nun, tapos may Netflix na rin.
Tsaka Candy Crush.
Oo, Candy Crush. Yeah. So it's
bakit
yung
hindi laughter mo? Natatawa ka naman. Nag-joke ako eh. Nag-joke ako eh.
Pero,
oh.
On a side note, I read the Bible.
I read the Bible.
I read. I still read it.
Alam mo kung ano.
For my horror fiction. If you want creepy stuff.
Yes.
Telling you, horror writers, read the Old Testament. Ito, I kid you not. I kid you not. May nabasa akong kwento. Mga, just a year ago, nung pandemic. Nagbasa ulit ako ng Bible. May dalawang bata. May dumaan na ano, preacher. Old Testament to. Dumaan na preacher na kalbo. Sinabi ng mga bata, kalbo! Kalbo ka! Pinagtawa na nila yung preacher. Narinig ni God. Yung God ng Old Testament.
Oh, eh, punishing God pa naman.
Punishing God siya. Tsaka kupal na God yung ano.
Mainit ulo nun. Eh.
Kumag yung God na yun. Oh. Nagpadala siya ng tatlong bears.
Yung God dati, si yung Old Testament God, si ano, si P. Diggy. Parang si ano, si P. Dutz.
Ah.
Diba?
Oo, oh, tama. Tama, o nga. Parang si, ano.
Obosin ko kayo.
Obosin ko kayo.
Patayin ko kayo lahat.
Oh, ganun
diba?
Nga siya. Tama.
Oh, anyway.
Roadie God. Anyway, itong si, ano, Old Testament God, nagpadala ng dalawang bears. Anong ginawa ng dalawang bears dun
kinain
sa mga bata?
Kinain yung dalawang bata. Ano?
Tinanggal yung mukha nila. Ang ano, no, brutal. Scratched off the skin of their faces. Tapos pinatay sila.
O, kita mo.
Oo, bossing ko kayo mga bata. Huwag na tawagin kalbo yan.
Diba? Parang okay.
Ako, kalbo kong tao.
Oo.
Kalbo ko. Sinigawan ako ng ganong bata. Ma-insulto naman talaga ako. Pero at the same time, I think papatayin sila would be an overreaction.
Oo naman.
It's overreacting.
Oo. Extrajudicial. Tukang yun. Pero...
Tukhang para sa mga nagtatawag ng kalbo.
And pero hindi.
It's too much. Yung ano, yung tinawag na kalbo yung pare. Tapos mapatay.
Ito
hindi,
yung,
ano.
Nagbabasa din ako ng Bible. Habi ko yan. Nung bata ako. Kasi edgelord ako.
Kahit nung bata.
As a Wednesday Adams. Yung ganun, yung pag-off.
Eh, bakit Bible?
Kasi nga, mahilig ako sa mga witchy-witchy things, diba? Eh, rooted naman sa Bible pa din yun. Opposite lang naman siya, sa version siya of Catholic faith eh. Parang, as in, favorite kong takutin yung daddy ko tsaka mami ko. Kung nagbabasa akong Bible, iiwan ko sa... Iwan ko sa bedside table, bukas yung Revelation. Ganon. Or magdodrawing ako ng mga four horsemen. Fascinated ako sa Revelation. Tapos lagi kong tatanungin yung dati ko, kailan ba to? Kailan mangyari yung Revelation?
Katakot yun.
Ganon. Kasi parang, ba't ganito to? Ba't nananakot? For a last chapter, di ba? Parang, what a nice way to end it, God.
Actually, may pinuntahan kaming blessing ng bahay.
Revelation yung sinabi?
Hindi. Oo. Yung may pinuntahan tayong blessing ng bahay ng basta kilala namin.
Oo.
Siyempre may pare. Tapos kumain tayo with the priest, di ba? Nagkwento siya about the Book of Revelation. Grabe, parang horror ano movie, no?
Pero flashback sa akin yung mga kalokohan ko nga. Wow.
Edgelord.
Scary.
Anyway, last two questions. Do you have friends who are still religious? What is your friendship like with them now? Now that you have different views.
I have one close friend.
Anong siya? Muslim?
Catholic,
INC?
Christian? Christian yan. Ano yung union? Ano yung
Evangelical.
Parang... Ano yung kina Justin Bieber? Basta yung may mga band.
Hillsong.
Yun. Parang ganun. Ano ba yun?
Evangelical.
Ayun. Meron kaming intersection passions. Kasi like, makeup. Or pareho naming type si Suga. Fascinated din siya sa fan behaviors, mga ganun. So marami kami pinag-uusapan. And minsan pag nag-share kami ng mga problema or stresses, alam niya kasi na, ano siya eh, relaxed siya. Like she's very, nag-church yun every Sunday. Nag-share siya ng mga, alam mo yung sa laptop yung nag-church na may live stream yata. Or like active siya sa church. Pero aware siya na agnostic ako. Tapos minsan parang pag gusto niya mag-share na ng word of the Lord, ganyan. Sasabihin niya sa akin, okay lang ba mag-Christianize ako saglit? Ganon, meron siya self-awareness. The same way na ako din, self-aware ako. Na hindi ko naman sisiraan yung church. I guess the rule is, whatever your faith is, you don't want other people to feel bad about theirs.
Ah, yes. Ako rin.
Diba? Don't ever make other people feel bad about the faith they're very
agreed.
Passionate about. So, sa conversations nyo, edi, kunwari, pwede ba ako mag-cite ng Bible verse kasi tingin ko helpful to dun sa nangyayari ngayon. Ganun lang.
Kumbaga, diversity of faiths.
Oo,
na.
Talaga.
Diversity of
respeto
thought.
Respeto siya talaga.
Kaya nga, agnostic ako. Hindi atheist. Ayoko yung palaban na, bobo ka! Ba't ka naniniwala dyan? Bobo ka!
Parang, ano, you drank the Kool-Aid. This is just a cult.
Kulto yan!
Ayun, yung friend ko na religious, mahilig din siya sa cult. Like, nagbabasa siya how cults are formed.
Reverend
so, parang,
Jim Jones.
Meron siya talagang self-awareness. And, kumbaga, tinanong ko siya, sabi ko, bakit super religious mo? Tapos parang, nag-share siya ng personal reasons niya. I cannot disclose it. But it helps her process trauma. Ganun. So, edi, sure.
Hindi, kasi ako naniniwala rin ako na may kinakabuti naman yung religion talaga.
Yes.
If it makes you a better person, if it makes you sleep better at night, if it cures you of your mental illnesses, if it calms you, go!
Pero alam mo kung ano yung worst use of religion?
Ah. Pera-pera.
Yung kunwari, nag-corrupt kayo ng pera. Kunwari, may ano, may deal. Or ano na lang. May papagawang road. Tapos na-corrupt niya yung may kickback ka. When you use religion to justify that, na parang, God allowed me to be able to do this. Di ba may mga mayayaman na gano'n, parang pag tinanong mo, saan galing yung pera? Kay God. Yung, don't cover your crime.
Oh.
Cover up your crime by, you know, na winil ni God kasi he let it happen. Parang, tiga lang. What?
Okay, last question before we conclude.
And Pam?
As a classy and responsible atheist, how do you respond to religious people who try to convert you in joining their flock? Ako na lang muna sasagot. Ako, assertiveness.
Okay.
You don't have to be an asshole in saying it. You can be assertive and kind-hearted at the same time. Sabi mo talaga, sorry, it's not for me. I respect your belief system, but it really does not resonate with me. Yun.
Ako, ano lang din, kunwari, tinatry, parang networking yan eh.
Oo, oh, exactly. MLM.
Kunwari, yung mararamdaman mo naman pag ini-insert na niya eh. Sabihin mo na, hindi mo na ako makonvince. I respect you. I respect your religion. I-respect mo din na hindi na. Mag-give up ka sa akin. Ganon. Gaganonin ko siya.
Or pwede mong gamitan ng humor.
Hindi, mapaprolong kasi i-engage mo eh. Pwede mo sabihin, wag na, wala akong pag-asa. Gaganonin ko siya. Wag na. Wag mo na ako ipaglaban.
Okay.
Ganon.
Okay, conclusion. Well, ako yun.
Mm.
Been very cathartic itong episode. Dami niyo natuklasan.
Dami niyang sinabi.
To my family and friends who are listening, please do not disown me. Do not disown me. Please.
Wincy, you're going to hell.
Kita-kita tayo. Yun. Yun lang.
And I would see you.
Religious people, stop being judgy. Stop converting people, stop being judgy. Yun lang.
Okay.
We're good. Ikaw.
Ako, another motivation for me na agnostic ako. I think na-share ko na to before. Is yung afterlife. Gusto ko makita kasi yung mga pusa. So gusto ko maniwala sa heaven.
Oo nga.
Yun. Yun lang.
Pero yun ngayon gusto ko i-redesign sa Christian afterlife.
Ano?
Catholic afterlife.
Ano?
Dapat yung mga pusa kasama dun. Mga pets, hindi lang pusa.
Yes.
Eh, sinasabi ng Catholic mythology kasi.
Ano?
Catholic lore.
May dog heaven.
Walang soul ang mga hayop.
Isa pa yun. What a bummer. Yun. Eh, you haven't seen Good Place kasi. Kaya for me, good watch yung Good Place. Kasi sinubvert niya yung heaven, hell, purgatory. Towards the latter seasons, ano eh, kine-question nila yung mechanics ng pagpunta sa heaven eh. Tapos na-discover nila na in the wake of modernity, nahirapan daw yung mga tao mapunta sa heaven. Parang kine-question nila. At i-check mo ngayon, pina-check nila din sa purgatory, sa database na. Check mo nga kung kailan yung year na may last na nakapunta sa langit. Tapos parang ano, 1500 ano, AD, ganun. Parang kita nyo, like, it's so tongue-in-cheek and smart.
Ayan, Podpals. CJ recommends The Good Place.
Yan.
Anyway, now we've reached the part of our program that you've been waiting for.
Podpal Answering Machine.
So, isa lang yung Pam natin. Medyo mahaba-haba yung episode eh. So, this is from our Facebook chat. So, sabi niya, I love this episode. Yung may last episode natin.
Survival guide to
aspiring creative. So sabi niya, I love this episode. I don't fully understand the creative professionals world, but there are a lot of points in this episode that made me appreciate people working in the creative industry. I just want to dive in as a skilled laborer regarding CJ's hope that someday people with low-paying jobs like basureros will have ample time to pursue art. This is economically driven. In this country that the majority is lower middle class, and given that we're constantly saving for rainy days while getting stuck in an 8-hour job or even more than 24 hours to some, it can be our unsecured future that holds us in continuing our passion. It all boils down to corruption, mismanagement, and overpopulation. Tapos sabi niya, I attach this picture of Michael Simonet, who is a street sweeper and putting a stem of rose on his cart for 35 years, and the author of A Rose and a Broom, O, di ba? May novel yung street sweeper. Imagine a life wherein you're free from health bills as an impending burden and can sleep knowing that when you wake up with dementia the next day, you're already in a nursing home. The Swiss government will take care of Michelle and he's already weak. But who will take care of us?
Sana all.
Where are our taxes? As a confidential
funds. It went to the
funds.
Confidential funds. Anyway, thank you Pod Pals for listening.
Yon, thank you.
Kita kit sa susunod na episode.
Thank you.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.